This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 383 for Monday, May 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker Monday morning, seeing a profit-taking correction in the old crop July contract to start the week. Canola down $5 to $17, July down $16.90 at $989 per ton. New crop November down $11.70 at $740.40. After climbing above $1,000 on Friday, the market was looking overdone to the upside. However, even with the front month July down sharply today, the general uptrend remains intact. Losses in Chicago soy oil and strength in the Canadian dollar this morning also pressured canola. While new crop crush margins are still very profitable, old crop margins have moved into negative territory over the past week. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production, given drought conditions in parts of Western Canada, did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down a penny in the July contract at $15.88 per bushel. Profit-taking after last week's gains accounted for some of the early selling pressure. Losses in Malaysian palm oil futures added to the bearish tone as palm oil stocks hit their highest levels in 5 months. The USDA releases a much-anticipated supply-demand report on Wednesday, and pre-report positioning is expected to be a feature the next few days. Good seeding weather across the U.S. Midwest did weigh on soybean values as well today. Corn, it is lower, July down 6 cents at 7.26 per bushel. Some dry areas of the U.S. Corn Belt received much-needed rain over the weekend, with an estimated two-thirds of intended acres in the ground by now. Wednesday's USDA report will include the first new crop estimates for the U.S., with adjustments to South American production numbers also expected. Wheat futures, they are posting some of the largest losses today. Minneapolis down 30 cents in the July contract at $7.67 per bushel. Kansas City, it's down 24 cents in the July contract at $7.12 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 26 cents in July at $7.36 per bushel. Crop conditions for the U.S. winter wheat are thought to be showing some improvement, but it does remain dry in spring wheat regions of the U.S. and Canada. That's a look at the U.S. futures and ICE Futures Canada for Monday, May 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.